83 degrees outside here in Champaign, Urbana. I'm Steve Mork, joined now by Aaron Curtis. Aaron, how are things looking this morning?
Well, we started lower. The overnight session was lower, followed by what you just heard about the equity markets being under pressure. Dollar also getting under a lot of, almost down a full point here this morning. Crude oil was down $1.50. It's recovering, but grain markets have kind of come back here a little bit, not to the higher side yet, but much better than it was overnight here as some of the liquidation in the equity market spilled over into the commodity markets here this morning. But like I said, some recovery here as we head towards the 9 o'clock central time hour. Export inspections will be out this morning. Crop progress out this afternoon should continue to show corn and soybeans rated pretty highly here, you know, as we continue to see good, excellent ratings in the high 60s percent-wise here over the last few weeks. It's going to be a fairly dry week here for the Midwest. Temperatures will be a little on the warmish side, but second week of the forecast, so next week looks cooler and more normal precip chances. So we continue to keep an eye on that weather-wise. And then, of course, from a week from today, the USDA will have their crop report out here and expected to see a little bit of a change in the production numbers. Of course, don't move much production in June, July historically, but the August is the first time we may see some move in production, and expected that we could see a little bit of adjustment in harvested acres as well. So a lot of moving parts a week from today. But in the meantime, continue to focus on weather in these outside markets here this morning. Of course, cattle market under extreme pressure here this morning as well, following the equity markets. But as for prices here this morning, we have September corn at 385 and three quarters. That's down 0.75 cents. December corn at 402 and three quarters, down a half. November soybeans 1024, down 3 1/4. January 1040 and three quarters, down 3 1/4. December soybean meal at 322.80, down 180. December bean oil at 39.69, that's down 112. December Chicago wheat 553.5, down 8 3/4. December Kansas City wheat at 570 and three quarters, down 5 1/2. December Minneapolis wheat at 609 1/4. That's down 5 1/4. Livestock markets still sharply lower, although have recovered well off their lows here this morning. We've got August cattle 182.47, down 162. October cattle 179.05, down 302. September feeders 243.22, down 492. October's at 241.15, down 542. August hogs 91.37, down 82. October hogs at 74.12, down 245. So continuing to focus on the outside markets here this morning, farmer interest continues to be on the light side. Of course, still a lot of old crop corn around the Midwest to move here with harvest narrowing in here. But continuing to watch the weather, short term continues to look okay. We'll continue to keep an eye on August weather here, especially for the soybeans moving forward. Otherwise, hopeful that we can continue to see corn and beans hang in there today, considering what's going on in the equity market, Steve.